Hello, I'm Joe Donnelly, and this is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes, because I talk about some of the best albums of this century, and I recommend some tins of beer to accompany these albums. I think if any album deserves the title of Modern Classic, it's Funeral by Arcade Fire. Although I'd be of the view that every Arcade Fire album is a classic, I think Funeral seems to be the most loved by fans and non-fans alike. And there's something about Funeral. Maybe it's that phenomenon of a debut album which really resonates with a generation. So if you think maybe the Stone Roses, their debut album, or Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division. In 2004, if you were in any way disillusioned with music and you wanted a band and an album with a bit of depth, Arcade Fire's Funeral was probably a godsend. Some bands are lucky if they come up with one anthem during their entire career. Arcade Fire packed their first album with anthems. Wake Up by Arcade Fire, an anthem from the album Funeral. It's a song of two halves, really, with the tempo changing around the 4 minute mark, and it ends up much jauntier than that slow, riff-heavy beginning. In 2005, the band played a short set with David Bowie at the Fashion Rocks event in New York. They did Life on Mars, 5 Years, and Wake Up, and they put the songs out on an EP to raise money for the relief effort after Hurricane Katrina. Bowie remained on very good terms with Arcade Fire, even cropping up on Reflector. Wake Up is one of those songs that you'd think nobody should ever try covering. You'd think that, wouldn't you? Well, step forward, Macy Gray. Do you remember Macy Gray? She did an album of covers in 2012, and she had a go at Wake Up. Children, don't grow up. Our bodies get bigger, but our hearts get smaller. Not great, really, is it? No, I think, is the short and charitable answer. The writing and recording of Funeral was hugely influenced by the deaths of several family members of the band. I do hope I pronounce her name correctly, but Regine Chassang's grandmother passed away in June of 2003, Wynne Butler's grandfather in March of 2004, and Richard Reid Parry's aunt also passed away at that same time. So you can tell, lyrically, the songs are a way of dealing with loss and growing old and the impending coldness of maturity, which is a lovely expression used in the review of the album by Pitchfork.com. However, the music on Funeral is still uplifting. It's strangely inspiring, you might say. It's almost defiant. And the album opens with Neighbourhood Number One, Tunnels. Arcade Fire and Neighbourhood Number One, Tunnels. I always thought that song was about teenage rebellion and love and disobeying your folks, which in some ways it is, but it also seems to be about memories and the memories of parents and family. It's really evocative, for me anyway, of suburban America and the boredom and soullessness and disenfranchised youth. Well, like I said, that's how I see it anyway. You might think I'm a bit daft. This was Arcade Fire's first single, but in 2003, the band released an EP which contained No Cars Go, which would later appear re-recorded on the Neon Bible album. And that EP showed a glimpse of what they could achieve. And in Funeral, they unleashed everything. You've got all sorts of instruments, including a cello, xylophone, accordion, even a harp. But the album is produced so well that it doesn't sound crowded or overcooked. And the band produced the album themselves. And one of the big songs, one of the big anthems, is Neighbourhood Number Three, Power Out. Neighbourhood number 3, Power Out, a song by Arcade Fire on their debut album Funeral. I'm Joe Donnelly and this is Tins and Tunes, a podcast for Today FM. I've heard that song referred to as a centrepiece on this album. It's such a powerful big track that jumps out of the speakers, and at the heart of the song is a glockenspiel, which isn't an instrument you'd normally associate with indie rock anthems. A glockenspiel is a bit like a xylophone, but apparently the glockenspiel uses metal keys, whereas a xylophone uses wooden ones. A nice bit of glockenspiel for you there. The song is another intriguing one lyrically, apparently inspired by the North American ice storm of 1998 in Montreal, which left the city in a blackout for over a week. Even though on the surface it seems quite a grim song with kids dying in the snow, Wynn Butler has said before in interviews that it can be interpreted as an uplifting track as well. A really powerful song, but not as big sonically as some of the others on Funeral, is Haiti. Arcade Fire and Haiti from the album Funeral. It features Régine Chassaing on lead vocal, and it's a song about her parents' homeland, Haiti. And they left Haiti during the Duvalier dictatorship, and the song alludes to the country during that period. She's a great singer. I really hope I've pronounced her name correctly. My apologies if you're listening, Régine. She's not too shabby on the xylophone either, and the keyboards, and the drums, and even the hurdy-gurdy, which is a stringed instrument, a bit like a violin, but there's a wheel and you turn it against the strings. I'm not a violinist, nor am I an expert at the hurdy-gurdy. Régine married Wynn Butler before Funeral was released, and it got me thinking about other husband and wife duos in music. Tina and Ike Turner, Johnny Cash and June Carter, Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore. Maybe there's a podcast in that. My favourite song on Funeral, without doubt, is Rebellion Lies. In fact, it's one of the best songs of the noughties. Rebellion Lies from Arcade Fire's Funeral. Such a good song. In our dreams we can live our misbehaviour. Such a good lyric. The whole thing is perfection. They usually close out their live shows with that song. It's a masterpiece. And their highest charting song. It was a top 20 hit in the UK. I mean, you'd imagine nobody would ever try to cover that song, right? Oh dear. Step forward, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. She recorded a version of this song in 2011. Yeah, I don't think I'd be inclined to listen to that ever again. But in fairness, it was done for a charity project, so we can't be too unkind to Sophie Ellis-Bextor, who had a go at Rebellion Lies. So as is customary on Tins and Tunes, I'm now going to recommend some fine beverages to go along with Arcade Fire's Funeral. I will have to go first for a really decent dark ale from Old Brother Brewing. They're from Wicklow. This is called Bonita with a B, and it's described as an India dark ale. It's strong enough, 7.1%, but loads of flavours and dark roasted malty notes. Yes, I said notes. I'm also going to go for the Beavertown Smog Rocket. It's a smoked porter. It's really, really nice, very robust, and has kind of coffee flavours, but it's quite balanced as well. 5.4%. Incidentally, Beavertown, they're an English brewer, that was set up by Logan Plant, whose dad, Robert, you may know from Led Zeppelin. Well, that's all for this episode of Tins and Tunes. Go to the Today FM website for more. My email is joe.donnelly@todayfm.com, and thanks for listening.